we're going to talk about this topic about digital dementia. There was a time when some folks said of TV, that garbage will rot your brain. But doctors say brain rot is real, and it's smartphones and video games we should be worried about. A study out of South Korea found that digital dementia is a new cognitive condition that is challenging people who are attached to their digital devices. Is your dependence on smart devices making you dumb? Guys, what is digital dementia, and is it that big of a deal? Is it a medical condition?
I think digital dementia is a term that was first coined by top German neuroscientist Manfred Spitzer in his 2012 book. And this term basically is used to describe how overuse of digital technology is resulting in the breakdown of cognitive abilities in a way that is more commonly seen in people who have suffered a head injury or a psychiatric illness. And I do think it's a very real thing. Whether it is quantifiable, I'm not sure, but it is definitely commonly seen on basically on everybody we see nowadays.
As you said, the symptoms are something similar to those of actual dementia, which is something that's usually seen in elderly people. But in the study in South Korea, it says over 67% of people are connected to digital devices, which is a huge figure for a population as a whole. And some people are spending upwards of 7 hours a day on these digital devices. And some of the symptoms are deterioration in their cognitive performance, such as their short-term memory.
Mm-hmm.
So unable to remember information on short notice, and things that you just don't store in your brain anymore because all these digital devices are there to do that for you. And I think that's really interesting because it's very true. You know, I don't know anybody's phone number. I don't think I can know any numbers off by heart except maybe my parents' home phone number, which was only because I used to live in the house as well.
All right, and sometimes...
That's exactly my case as well.
I don't remember my own phone number.
Oh, that I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
I remember my own phone number and my parents' cell phone numbers and my parents' home phone numbers, but that's basically it.
Okay, and then I guess it says a lot about me being the dumbest in that department, and our dear listeners know that I kind of say it with pride that I am cut off from the grid, basically, a lot of the time.
You're a cage person.
And I still don't remember my own phone number? What does this say about me? Oh, no. I need to calm down for a second. So, guys, do you think that this is something that is kind of a problem that modern-day people should be aware of?
Yeah, I do think it's a problem that people should pay attention to. However, I think this problem is completely understandable because when a certain technology is out there, it's available, it would be foolish not to take advantage of it. For example, if we do have cell phones that can contain the contact list for us, why do you need to spend time trying to memorize every single phone number? It's a waste of time. Right?
Mm, exactly. So it would seem that using these kinds of technology make our lives more efficient in a way. You have more time to spend on other kinds of things. Whether we do spend the time on other productive things is another issue.
Right.
Yeah, and in a way, I think this modern technology has made it even worse for us because, like, now... Let's say that phone number that you used to try to memorize by heart, now you simply don't do that, and... Your memory muscle, I'm just making up words here, is just never developed then. Do you think that is kind of the case too?
That is kind of the case. However, I still stick to my original belief that if there is no need for you to spend time on this thing, then it's probably a good idea to take advantage of the technology. However, I do think that the bigger problem for most of us is the tendency to immediately take out our cell phone or go to a computer and open up Google to check out the answer of something that we don't know. I think that needs to change.
Then what do you do?
Read more books, have meaningful conversations with people who are in the know.
Okay, like someone like Liu Yan, you know, whenever I have some grammatical stuff that I want to check out, I go to Liu Yan. And yeah, but if I can't find you... it's Google or it's Baidu. It's just so easy and yet at your fingertip. And it's just so hard for people to try to break away from this easy and convenient avenue of pursuing knowledge.
Right. Actually, what I was trying to get at was maybe we should just try to communicate with people more, because nowadays the first response is always cell phone, Wikipedia, Google, that kind of thing. Sometimes you can use a little bit more communication. And by talking to people who are intelligent, you can expand your knowledge base a whole lot more. And also you can learn some other stuff apart from knowledge. For example, how to be a decent human being.
Mm, that is definitely something that you probably can't learn from a computer or a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really interesting point, actually, because as much knowledge, as much opinion is available on the internet, but it doesn't teach you what is morally right or what it is about then outside of those two dimensions, basically. So guys, do you think that there's going to be some interesting effects that this will bring upon us, the younger generation?
I think this is one of the key points, because we just don't know, because as yet, there isn't an older generation that has grown up with this kind of technology. Maybe people who are younger at the moment are the first ones who have really grown up with that kind of technology every day in their homes, in their lives, doing all of these different functions that we've just been talking about. And it will be a few more years before we know if that has any kind of long-term effects on us as we get older. And a mystery.
It is a mystery, and it's getting a lot of the older folks really worried, like my parents. Like when they listen to their show. Oh, today is Monday, right? Oh, my
right.
Dad could be listening to the show on his way to the tennis court. Lucky him. Yeah, like he's worried that I always look at my phone to check for any kind of information, including the time. I don't wear a watch anymore. I wear like a whole bunch of bangles on both of my my wrists, and that's a fashion statement. No place for a watch. What do? When I check the time, I look for my cell phone. And whenever there's like the latest news or a latest update from a friend, you go to your cell phone. And my dad worries that, first of all, I get stupid when I don't remember my own phone number, sorry about that. And also, like, there's this safety issue when you're always looking at your phone, and you could easily just bump into a tree, fall into a manhole without the cover, and we've seen some really scary news about that. And you know, that's something I'd like to bring to the attention of everybody else. What about you guys? I've said so much about myself. Now it's you guys to contribute about how lame your life has been thanks to technology.
But I think you have a very unique situation here.
No,
because
you're not on the bandwagon with me.
No,
you're not with me this time.
Because you are deliberately choosing to make a fashion statement. That's why you're not wearing a watch. So that's why you have to check your cell phone. As for me, I don't have to wear bling bling or whatever.
Well, you are wearing a watch.
So I am very old-fashioned. I do wear a watch, so it's not a problem for me anymore. I just look at my watch, and I know the time. I don't need to look at my cell phone. So I think it all comes down to your personal choice. But if fashion is as important to you as it is to He Yang, then you have all the legitimate reasons in the world to not wear a watch. In that sense, if you still want to catch up on the news and you don't want to look at your cell phone 24/7, maybe you can choose podcast or whatever. I mean, there's always other choices.
Okay, what about you, Nick? What do you think? Are there other choices? Are you persuaded by Liu Yan?
I think Liu Yan has a point. I think, yeah, of course there are other choices, but in the vast majority of cases, it's just that checking your phone is the easiest choice to make, and you have to make a conscious decision to go out of your way not to do that, and many people just don't see it as a problem to check their phone. Personally, to check the time, I don't really think that's a problem to check your phone. I don't see what that's going to do to your brain. It's only a second to see what the time is. But maybe kind of people who are, you know, constantly playing those games, you know, you see all the, I don't know what they're called, but it's all those different colored pieces moving around and that.
Yeah, what is that? That's certainly not what I usually do, as I only use my smartphone when it's necessary, which is more often than I think it is. Yeah, that's true. And I think what this study is really interesting is it brings our attention to sort of like memory loss, because you don't need to remember so many things. And now your computer or your smart devices can simply do that for you. And let's say if this digital dementia is a bit of a problem and some people are affected by it, is it possible to reverse it aside from breaking yourself away from your smartphone?